For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim. Families rush past a subway, tanning salon, and bank. They're on their way to join a line weaving outside the Marion County Administrative Office. For today only, it's the home of Team South Carolina, a state-sponsored event connecting local flood victims with recovery services.
I've been in line now, I guess, going on 2 hours.
That's Georgia Green, one of several hundred people waiting in line today. Like many others here, she's from Nichols, one of the hardest hit towns by the intense flood that followed Hurricane Matthew. After 18 inches of rain fell, two nearby rivers converged, causing a quick and intense surge of water. Nearly all 261 homes in the town were affected. Green's was one of them. She says the water was so deep, it was up to her shoulders.
We had to turn our dogs, and water was up to his neck, and he was floating and floating and trying to get out of the water. So my husband had to turn him loose so he could get out, because he was going to drown too.
In the following days, their situation only got worse.
We had no electricity. All the food in my deep freezer, the electricity was off for 5.5 days, and I lost all my food, all my meat.
Green's waiting in line today to see if she can get help restocking that deep freezer. After a long wait, she's finally near the front of the line, where more than 10 agencies are on hand. Each one sits ready with brochures, signs, and plenty of forms, all offering unique services. South Carolina Public Radio's Thalicia Eady navigates the small, bustling area.
The Department of Health and Environmental Control is here, and also DSS. We saw a lot of people with DSS shirts helping the hundreds of people that are here. United States Department of Agriculture, they are here, and also
the Department of Mental Health, the Department of Insurance,
and of course FEMA agents are here.
That's who Billy Wayne Jones is here to see. A longtime Nichols resident, Jones' home was also ruined by floodwaters. He's already begun reconstruction.
They've torn out all the flooring, the carpet, the padding. They've cut the walls up 2 feet. My house is just gutted.
Jones says it's been expensive. He's talked to FEMA several times, hoping to get financial help. They told him to stop by the Team South Carolina event today.
But again, all they did is refer us to the information that we go online and use our computer. We have a registration number and all that kind of stuff.
Many others in line don't just need advice, but tangible resources. A station is set up in back to hand out a collection of essential goods. The United Methodist Church of South Carolina was one group who contributed resources. Matt Brody is with the church. He points out what's available.
As you move down the aisle, it's going to be paper towels and then toilet paper, big 1 gallon cans of water.
As visitors leave, they also have a chance to get basic goods loaded into their car, like a drive-thru. Brandon Stokes is a volunteer. He's helping put a large white bucket into a van that just pulled up.
Juan, you want the in your back seat or what? It's a cleaning kit.
Further down the road, there are other volunteers, each ready to hand off a bucket full of unique donated goods.
So we're just out here handing out cleaning supplies, diapers, boxes of food, whatever we can do to help these people out.
Since the flood, few Nichols residents have returned. Waters have left debris, fuel, even sewage inside people's homes. Mold is quickly growing. Nichols Mayor Lawson Battle says many in the town are retired, disabled, or poor, and that they will certainly struggle to recover. For now, residents of Nichols and elsewhere in Marion County are doing the best they can. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.